On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. The word we heard from our Lord Christ Jesus this day was spoken to you for your comfort. Jesus, his prophet Isaiah, and his apostle John spoke for you today of times to come. But the future and the past aren't so different. He spoke of what was and what is and what will always be true. Because Jesus has conquered all his foes by his death and resurrection. And he gives that victory to his saints, washed clean in his blood and holy baptism, taught and kept the faith by his holy word, nurtured and sustained by his body and blood in the supper. So Jesus won the victory, and he gives that victory to you by his word, and where he attaches his word, be it water, bread, wine, preaching, teaching, and the absolving word of forgiveness. It's Jesus who brings you to the faith, Jesus who keeps you in the faith, and then Jesus who finally makes everything new for you in the resurrection. And on that day, as we heard, what was already true by his suffering and death, and what is already true now for you by his ministry to you in the church, will be true when he gives all believers resurrection of the body and a life that never ends. And thus our hope and comfort today as we remember Bev. When Jesus suffered and died, you remember his disciples and the women. They wept, they grieved with tears of sorrow. But when he rose again, he came to them and he proclaimed peace and showed them the hands and side that were pierced. He was risen, he is victorious. And that's how he wiped away their tears of sorrow and turned their tears now into tears of joy. Jesus is doing the same for you today. Today you have sorrow and bitter tears. Your mother or grandmother or great-grandmother or sister or friend, she has died. Despite her long life of 85 years, a life that was rich with many blessings, the sting of death, though, is still real. It hurts to lose one to the grave that we love, and thus we cry. But today, Jesus, the living one, comes to you and begins to wipe away those tears of grief, too, for you. Just like his fearful disciples who hid behind closed doors for fear of death and in sorrow over their loss of their teacher and friend, Jesus comes to you and says to you, even now, peace to you. I made Beverly my own, God's own child in the water and the word of baptism. I forgave her all her sins in absolution. I instructed, corrected, and encouraged her by my holy word. I fed and sustained her with the sacrament. I overcame death for her by my suffering and death. And now she has been given a holy death and rests safely with me until the resurrection on the last day. Peace to you. Thus he's proclaiming a word to you that is really the only antidote for death, and for everything that leads to death, the guilt we hold in our conscience, the antidote for the shame of evil that's been done to you, even the antidote for fears and anxieties and worries that weigh you down. That's because you were made for him, just as Bev was, and he died to save you, just as he did for Beverly. And the Father that raised him will raise you too, with a voice of command on the last day. Thus, he can already say to you now, even as you look forward to what is to come, peace to you. You are forgiven. And thus, you get to even have a brief or little taste of the resurrection. So with these promises, Jesus is beginning to wipe away every tear from your eyes. His promises give you rest, peace, comfort, and confidence. And without these words, all we would have are empty platitudes, like, it's going to get better, or it'll be all right. Or hope that's grounded in nothing. Or vain words that provide no lasting comfort. But it was a good thing that you asked a pastor to come and give you Jesus' word. Because Jesus won't have it that way. He wants you to know for certain and to be confident that his salvation is Beverly's too, and yours, and for all those awaiting his reappearing in the final hour. But more than that, only Jesus can tell you what is forever true, because he alone is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He can speak not only of what was and what is now, but also what will be to come. Thus you heard again from his prophet Isaiah about a future that had a feast that was, well, it sounds like it far exceeds anything that could be set on the table there at the village inn. I understand it was good food, but you understand Isaiah saying this is even better. It won't just be the quality of meat and wine, though, that will make that feast so joyous. It'll be a reunion with those whom we love who have died in the faith. And he describes it, too, that while we're feasting with his saints, the heavens will be open to us, the full expanse. Stars, planets, moon, and sun will shine down on us, and they will shine bright, because that thick covering of darkness that dims even the heavens will be lifted. Death will be swallowed up forever. And of course, as the light shines in heaven, there might be one thing in particular that's illuminated, whatever the new color of hair is. You'll get to see it, but you'll have to wait to find out, right? So as you grieve today, don't lose hope. Hear Christ Jesus for your comfort and confidence. Behold, I am making all things new. Let not your hearts be troubled. I go and prepare a place for you, and I will come again and will take you to myself, because I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So it is done. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. Believe in God, believe in me. And may God, the Holy Spirit, strengthen your faith through Jesus' word. And then you, with Beverly, will exclaim on the final day, behold, this is our God, and we've waited for him to save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And then what always was and is true will also be true forever. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Let us remember with thanksgiving what God has done through his servant, Beverly Benke. Beverly was given life by her Creator and was born on May 7th, 1938, the daughter of parents Herbert and Beatrice Reimer. It's Reimer, right? It is Reimer. I pronounce it like a German, I'm sorry. Reimer. She received the gift of holy baptism and became a child of God. On April 6, 1952, she publicly confessed her faith and was confirmed. On September 14, 1957, she received the gift of a beloved companion in her husband, Wayne. She was blessed with the gift of children, Jane, Jody, John, and Jolie, grandchildren, I should say great-grandchildren too, and brothers and sisters and friends. God bless Beverly's life with many special people as she served God in her vocations at home, church, work, and in community, especially in Random Lake. Finally, on April 5th, 2024, God blessed Beverly with a holy death and took her home to rest in the arms of Jesus to await the resurrection of the dead. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give thanks to God our Father through Jesus Christ our Lord for our sister Beverly.